What are you getting your customer? What results? Everybody write it down. What is the payoff that your customer is going to receive from them doing whatever that book is? Mine is 7 steps to turning your Instagram into a cash machine. Not mine.
And 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to The Real Social Proof Podcast with Mr. Sleepers for Suckers himself, David Shands. Let's get it.
Welcome to another edition of the Social Proof Podcast, where we find dope people that did dope stuff. And when they're really, really dope and they did something the first time they've been on the show and they like do like they triple what they were talking about and their accomplishments on the first time, we got to bring them back. So today, and I'm going to ask the live studio audience to give us a round of applause, we have Mr. Nehemiah Davis. Nehemiah Davis is in the building.
The live studio is a vibe.
It's a vibe. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling great, bro. I'm alive. God woke me up this morning. If I wake up every morning, look at my kids, everything's good.
Yeah.
I can't even think to complain.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. So you are a, what would you consider yourself? A digital entrepreneur? Entrepreneur?
I think serial entrepreneur.
But that's not a good thing though, right? Some people would say that's not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah, I think where I made a mistake at was I tried to do everything initially. Because when I got fired from my temp job, my mind was made, I'm not going back. It's entrepreneurship or death. Like it wasn't. So one of my businesses wasn't going as great. I had to start another one. I had 4 or 5. But I mean, I've become accustomed to juggling 4 or 5 businesses since I started. I don't recommend anybody start that way.
Yeah.
You need to work on one, lock it in, and once that get working, you diversify to other businesses and other investments from that moment on.
Gotcha. I know you were, you had a food truck that wasn't making no money.
Facts. Fruit truck.
Yes.
For a couple
years. Fruit truck.
Yeah.
That had a broken window.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that story. And you were saying you would eat. Like he was talking about, he was making money, but the money that he was making, you didn't understand
profits, all of that. Yeah. So what I had to do was I was making money and I couldn't, like you heard Biggie say, don't get high off your own supply.
Yeah.
I couldn't eat the fruit because I'd be eating a profit. So I had to learn the art of serving the customers extremely well, because once I did that, they would give me a tip. And now I could afford to get me a rice that was $1, rice and gravy every day, $1.25. That would allow me to get enough nourishment until I get home to my grandma at 7:30.
Gotcha, so gotcha.
That was the routine for like a year.
So good or bad business model? You have a fruit truck and you can only make so much money off of each fruit. Good or bad business, you think? I mean, we can't scale it, right? But check this out. Check this out, Neo. If you were going to do a fruit truck today.
I wouldn't.
Well, let's say you would.
I wouldn't. But go ahead.
Let's say, so Grant Cardone, he did this joint where they drop him off in a city and he got to build $1 million business in 90 days.
Yep.
If I said, Neo, how are you going to turn this into, let's say, $500,000 business?
Right.
You got 6 months to do it. Fruit truck. How would you do it?
That's challenging. That's going to be very hard to do. $500,000, 6 months. First thing I will probably do is get as many influencers there as possible talking about it. I'm making fruit truck. I'm making smoothies. I'm going to turn that fruit into fruit solids. So I'm going to get it popping. And then once I get it there, I'm going to probably get it on Uber Eats or Grubhub, as many places as I can, so they could be ordering fruit solids. We could be delivering the fruit to their crib. Can I get another fruit truck or no?
I mean, you start with a fruit
truck. Then once they get going, then I get another one in another part of the city. Like, as I make money, this is the problem that a lot of entrepreneurs do. They start making money and they don't reinvest the money.
Mm.
You need to invest all your money. Like, outside of your living expenses, all of your money should be going back to your business. All of it. Not one red cent should be going anywhere else. So what I would do is I would get another truck. I would keep, and I would do online marketing. I would do Facebook ads. I would do Instagram ads. I would do heavy influencers. And then I'll probably try to get some investments to just get more. Like, just the best way to probably scale that is just really more trucks and just more. Because the truck is only so big. You only could put 2 people in there. So it's really hard to do what you're saying. Yeah. Like, it's a challenge because of, you're selling fruit for $1.
But if I said I was going to give you $20 million to do it, you would do it, yes?
Oh, I'm going to find a way.
So here's my question. What happened between when you first had the truck and today where you see the picture, you see how it can happen. Yeah. You didn't have none of these ideas back then.
Right.
Right. So what happened between today and then? Because that's the journey, right? That's that's the key.
Yep. I got mentorship. That's what happened. But what it, me, y'all, every business I have to date, I saw someone else do it. I asked, how did you do it? Or I figured out how to do it. That's everything that I'm doing right now. Not one business I have, they all been suggested to me. I didn't have this rocket idea. Like, I'm going to do this. I found somebody else who did it. Only did a fruit truck because I got fired from my job. And one of my routines was I would take my grandma to get fresh fruit every week. I said, that looked like a business that I'm smart enough to start. Buy fruit, resell the fruit, and just do that over and over again. Saw someone else doing cleaning. Somebody asked me, yo, you got a cleaning company? I didn't. I said, yeah, I got a cleaning company. Started a cleaning company. Yo, you do junk removal? Yeah, I do junk removal. So my whole life is commit first, figure out the rest later. The reason why most people never get ahead, they don't commit. They got to think about it too much. You got to ask somebody, is it a good idea? I have not asked somebody, has it been a good idea for me to start anything in the last 14? Some people I may ask, but I would never ask somebody who's not thinking like me. It's the dumbest thing you could do. It's like most people work, right? It's like asking your coworker, is it a good idea right now for me to start my business? It will never be a good idea to them because mentally they can't foresee that because they're depending more on stability than you going out here and try to make something happen on your own. So it won't ever make sense. Mm-hmm. So I've learned earlier on, I tell people all the time, the biggest way to kill a big dream is to introduce it to a small mind. Mm-hmm. So it's so important that you do not share your goals and dreams with small. It don't make sense. I was with AD the other day, like, yeah, bro, $1 million a month. He said, that's candy money. Like, dang. But I needed that because now it got me, there ain't no money. Now right. go harder. You got to do better. You got to improve. But those are the conversations and the people I want to be around. But most people don't get there because they stop because they already listened to somebody who don't got it going on. Gosh. I only went to college. There's nothing wrong with college. I went because my mom told me to go. She said, this is what successful people do. My mom didn't go. How you know?
Yo, you know what's crazy? My mom had me go to college too. And her reasoning was, you'll be the first person in our family to go, so you got to go.
Yeah, that don't even make sense.
That don't make no sense. Like, why would I? And I said it in my mind. I'm like, yo, it's never too late for you to go back. Then you could be the first one to fail. I'm not disrespectful, but so who was the first mentor, and how did you come across him?
Well, my first mentor would be the guy who had a fruit truck. Like a mentor, sometimes people get...
You found somebody that had a fruit truck?
Yeah, I was taking my grandmom every day. And I said, yo, how do I do this? And you told me everything I needed to do, and I did it. Sometimes people get mentors always confused of, you don't got to pay every mentor. Like, I mean, my mentors are books. Mm. Napoleon Hill is my mentor. I never met him. I read that book. Stephen Covey, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. He's my mentor. I read the book. Mm. So I got a lot of mentors just from books. But I started to accumulate mentors. When I figured out that's the hack, I started accumulating them faster. But it's very important that you find the right mentor because if digital marketing was around when I started the fruit truck, but I didn't know no one doing that, so that's why I didn't do it. I did junk removal. I saw someone else doing it. I did cleaning. I saw, if I knew digital marketing, Russell Brunson, all of them, they've been doing that then.
Yeah.
They had somebody who say, yo, you know this thing online, you know you could do this. I would have did that 7 years sooner.
Yeah. I got a confession. So, I was doing I have a mastermind.
Yep.
And, I know that not everybody that joins a mastermind is going to succeed.
Facts.
Or get their money back. Right. Yep. And that joint really plagued on me. Cause I'm like, I want to offer my services, my time, my energy, these experiences to people who it's comfortable for them to invest.
Yep.
So that's why I'm just kind of torn. I'm kind of looking for your advice right now, but
the advice I gave you the other day on the phone.
Yeah, but just a little nicer that I can receive it. You know, yo, he really be cussing me. He's a bully.
Don't say I cuss.
I don't cuss. Bad words, but it's a bully, man. So it's a struggle because I know that it's the stretch that causes people's lives to change.
Facts.
So when you started doing like a higher ticket, how did you deal with that?
What you mean, how
do you deal with the the feeling of maybe someone can invest a bunch of money and they don't get a return. Right. Based on them not doing the work, right?
Well, that's tough because I really genuinely want people to execute because I'm like, you've executed on information. You made millions of dollars from the stuff that we talk about.
100%.
Literally. So for me, I'm doing a disservice to myself because I used to charge way too cheap far too long. Anybody listening to this pod, right? You ever give somebody a price and after you give them the price, they like, yep. Right away, though,
yeah.
Like, dang, I knew that was too cheap. And then oftentimes when it's too cheap, you either don't do anything with the information, you don't appreciate it. How many people got courses, books sitting in their email box because it didn't cost enough? It didn't cause you to move. So the idea behind when you create something of higher value, they're going to take action on the information because it costs them more money. So they're going to use it. So normally, higher the price, that forces you to execute, unless you hate money.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't deal with the anxiety of the person who's looking for a return tomorrow. And I can't guarantee that. Yeah. And that's the struggle with me because I look at all my DMs and they're like, yo, if say I invest and, you know, when should I get my money back? And I have no idea. Yeah. And I can tell
I
you,
tell,
yo,
I tell them I wouldn't do it. I said, this isn't right for you. You don't need every client. Like my mastermind is going to 75,000 in a few weeks. Now it's 75,000. So, I was
how much was it yesterday?
It's 55,000. Okay. It's cheap. Mm-hmm. So it's relative, right? So
what? Cheap? What do you say? When you say cheap, what do you mean?
Price is only an issue if value is absent. If I help you make $250,000 in a year, more than you have, is $55,000 a lot or is it cheap?
It's cheap. It's perspective.
I helped you make over $1 million.
Yeah.
It's 55. Who got the short end of the stick? Me or David?
Like it's you, I suppose. Yeah. Absolutely.
So for me,
I'm a business out in the streets. Yeah.
On my fault.
You don't think I got money now?
Man, you got money. Yeah. Yo, I had this conversation with Dave one day. I'm like, bro, you hate money? And ever since then, he's a whole new man. It's like, I get on his line, he charging me the high. I'm like, bro, I showed you this stuff, you, man. Yeah,
I don't charge you. Not all the time.
But I'm just so proud of him because he yeah, not all the time. I'm like, yo, bro, can you wear the shirt on the brand? Yeah, that's sponsorship, bro. Like, come on, man.
I'm running a business here, but I did rock it.
I appreciate you.
I got to throw the shot because here's the thing. This in my head, I'm thinking, if he asks me to do something for free, it's a test. You know me to see if I'm using what he's learning. So that's why I throw you a number back, right? Gotcha. But that's my rationale.
He's crazy. But moral of the story, I can understand what you mean. I mean, let's be very clear, Shans, out of 100 people, only 5 to 10 is probably going to get massive results and actually execute on the information. It is what it is. I went to college. I didn't finish. I was one of the percent that didn't finish. Most people listen to this, like I said before, most of the thing opportunities that will be offered on this podcast now and later, most people won't do it because most people just want motivation. They want to just feel good for the moment, but they don't want to actually do the work. So I can come on here, like I said, I can give you everything I got. Most people ain't going to do nothing with it anyway, unfortunately. But I also think that's the reason why they got too many other options. They got stability generally. So when you know you're getting a check on Friday, why would I put this work in? When you have no other option, your family's not going to eat. If I don't work, my mom won't eat. My wife won't eat. I got 20, 30 people that won't eat. Yeah. I have to get up every single day and pound the payment.
Gotcha.
Most people don't have a big enough why or a reason why they got to get up and go after it. So I think that's the question before they make the investment. Why are you doing this? It also got to be bigger than money. What is going to drive you to go get these results and go get them now? Like a podcast, it's no brainer to join your mastermind for that podcast because I know what this podcast do. Mm-hmm. But it takes time. Nobody saw it a year. If you did 100 episodes and they didn't go, it took a year or two for this joint to pop. How long you been doing this?
Since 2018.
But I feel like it just popped off in the last 365.
Absolutely.
Most people ain't going to make it out of the first year. We ain't consistent.
All right, so what is the key? Because you're helping entrepreneurs. Okay, now I ask this: for how many people would love to join a mastermind? the perfect mastermind for you. Okay, cool. What should they be looking for before joining a mastermind?
I think you should be looking for somebody who did the thing that you're looking to do. Mm-hmm. So that's first off. That's what I'm looking for. Me personally, y'all want to hear one of my secrets?
Let's go.
So one of my secrets is I join masterminds for the people. You already finding qualified people.
Explain
because
that.
If you join a mastermind and spend $10,000, $20,000, $55,000, whatever the number may be, you're in a group with other people just like you. They're qualified. They're about learning. They're about elevating. They're about getting to the next level. So what happens is when you get in that environment, I literally go get in an environment and I get other clients right away. Instantly. Because they're like me. They're investors. They're constantly trying to invest in themselves. Any mastermind I go to, Josh sent me a text, join this mastermind. I didn't do a sales call. I didn't do nothing. I joined it. I said, yo, what is it about again? But for me, the reason why I do this, because if they have a physical event, if I get in a room, one play, one piece of information, one connection with... If you give me a play to make $10,000, I think about I'm gonna use that play every year. You the one original. I learned the birthday play from you. I just went and started executing it every year. Every year on my birthday, I make a minimum of $50,000 to $100,000 every year. One play that I got for free. You know another play you gave me that's gonna make me millions?
Talk to me.
You were on Instagram talking.
Cause I just be talking and then, yo,
but he'll call me
like, yo, you said something 6 months ago, bro. I executed, made $1 million. I'm like, yo, bro, where my percentage though? You know what I mean? I coached you.
So he was on a podcast talking. And here's the thing. When you don't pay, you don't pay attention. I'm listening. I go to a lot of masterminds. So I'm not looking for one person to give me it all. I'm looking for that one subtle piece of information. It'd be the subtle things for me that I'm like, oh, okay, got it. So for you, you was talking on there like, yo, so many people feel like they got to have Instagram. You got to be on social media. You could create a curriculum, sell it to schools. You don't got to be on Instagram. I said, bet.
You got a curriculum?
Do I? You didn't know that? I got first through third grade, third through fifth grade, sixth through eighth grade, ninth through 12th grade, videos, everything.
So can we partner on that since this is my concept?
I don't know. You got to come to the party early.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So more of the story in the game with the curriculum is what we do is it's $5,000. We sell it to the whole school for $5,000 and they got to do a five year contract. So you get $25,000 every school that you get it. You create the curriculum one time, never have to do it again. And you don't need no brand. You don't need nothing. My curriculum is like, it just look rich.
Yeah.
You don't know whose it is. It ain't my name on it. It's fire. But I got that from you saying the one thing. I got on the phone, made some calls, learned everything. 6 months, I got a full-fledged.
That's crazy because I have a curriculum, but I haven't executed it.
Yeah. What you waiting for? And here's a play. Let me give you a play. With the curriculum play, just give somebody 10 to 20%. Go get it in schools. They do all the work. I'm going to give you 20% of all of them $25,000 contracts.
Yo, that's wild, man. I think it's a lot of people.
That's gonna go over somebody's head on the pod, though. Man.
We have a lot of ideas.
Yep.
Right. Even me, I have like great ideas, but it's the execution that's missing.
Yeah,
you feel me? The execution. You're saying, just put the curriculum together.
Yep.
Find somebody that will be incentivized.
Facts.
Joe, can you write that down for me, please? Yeah. Just send me a text message.
That's it.
I need to know this play on this ebook thing because I've seen you execute this ebook at a high level. And I'm not going to lie, bro. So you dropped your mixtape.
Yep.
How many tracks was on it? It was like seven.
Seven or ten.
It was seven songs on this mixtape, Neo.
Yep.
And you charge $100.
Yeah.
Now, I
recorded them seven songs at?
Well, hold on. Because I bought the joint. I bought it because you're my man. But I'm like $100, bro.
Yeah.
How much you make off the joint? The mixtape?
I fell that night. So first, for your audience, Shannon, we're doing this together. Socialproofebook.com. This sells $47. They could get it for $10.
Just we're doing this together?
Yeah, we'll do it together. $10. Ain't nothing. I just want people to get... Because most people ain't going to buy it anyway. So I made a lot of money on a podcast off this book selling it at $77.
Where's the website?
Socialproof.
Ebook.com?
Yep.
Is it up right now?
By the time this airs, No. By the time it airs, yes.
Okay, socialproofebook.com.
So if you listen to this now on YouTube, it's up.
Yo, this is hard.
What did I tell you? Commit first, figure out the rest later. I just sent it to my team. Run the play.
So this is the 7 steps to turning your Instagram into a cash machine.
$20, though. I said 10.
Let's say 20.
We just said 10, though. How about 10 for the next, like, a couple days if they're looking at it?
Yo, listen, y'all know I am really, really big on investing in myself. I've been investing in myself all year, and it just seems like the more I invest in myself, the more money I make. No cap. One of the best investments I've made, though, was joining Nehemiah Davis's Inner Circle Mastermind group, okay? In that group, there's so many other people who have built businesses outside of the group that when you get in this room, it's all high-level individuals. But you leave with a network. You understand in this group marketing, digital marketing. But he's doing a five-day challenge on how to build a digital business online. Now, I paid $40,000 to be in this group, but he's doing his five-day challenge for freaking pennies. But go to thedigitalbusinesschallenge.com. What you're going to walk away with is the whole system on how he's building an eight-figure empire online, okay? So thedigitalbusinesschallenge.com. See you in a minute. We're going to learn this marketing stuff. Yes, $10 for the next couple days. Yo, I need to learn the game on this ebook because this is what I'm about to ask you about. Because you're talking about the album. Yeah, how much you make off
of it? So the album I made that night, I thought I was going to make $150, but everything crashed. I made like $50,000 that night.
Off of the mixtape?
Off of my album, yep.
So where did you record it?
So it's two things. So that was my very first one. I said, yo, let me try this Nipsey Hussle play, $100 album, digital.
You don't feel some type of way about charging $100 for 7 songs?
No, I don't.
Would y'all? Would you be like, you putting it together in 7 songs? You're not going to think $100. I'm going to charge $100. How much would you charge for your 7 songs of you talking with music in the back? How much would you charge? Somebody give me a number. $20? It seems like a good play. $20. Where do you come off charging $100? Where do you get this from?
So for me, I saw Nipsey do it. I told you, if I see somebody else do it, I'm like, bet. But what I understand is, y'all, if you're creating an ebook, if you're creating anything, what I did with it was you get all these different bonuses. So the price ends up being nothing. You got a mindset course with it. Mm-hmm. You got a checklist. You got like 5 other bonuses when you board it that were worth more than $100. So I'm not just giving you that's the part. This one book made $1.2 million in the last year.
This?
Yeah, this one book. $1.2 million. Last 365, maybe 15 months.
I'm just taking this.
You have it.
All right.
It's for you.
Cool.
What I'm trying to say is most people can't justify paying $47 for a digital book. This is for anybody creating a digital product. But when you buy it, guess what happened? You get a checklist I created. You get a mindset course. You get 3-4 other things as soon as you buy it. So the $47 now become irrelevant. Most people are only selling the one product for $47, so they can't justify that. The reason why some was able to justify the $100 for the album because everything else that it came with.
So I guess there's two ideas, right? You either charge more for the one product and throw in a whole bunch of bonuses, or you charge less and sell the other bonuses.
Say that part again.
It seems like... So why am I thinking about this wrong? Why would I not just make this to $20 and then sell everything else on the back end? Because I would just be too afraid for someone to say, I don't want to buy this.
No, that works. You could do it. A lot of people do a free plus shipping offer. Mm. But the free customer is different from the paid customer. I'd rather get a paid customer than a free customer all day long. Because they decided to pull their wallet out. It's a different customer. I got a large email list. 100,000 plus people in the email list. More than 75% of them came on a free webinar. Mm-hmm. They're not a paid customer for me. So they don't execute, they don't buy, they don't do everything as that solid core people who buy from me. So my emails isn't the greatest. Like, it's not. You think if I'm sending out a list to $100,000, every time I'm sending it out, I'm getting rich every time. Not getting rich, but it's relative. I'm not because it's a free person. Mm-hmm. They just want free, more free information.
Gotcha.
So when they pull their wallet out to pay, they become a different client. And this is the start of like my ladder of ascension. So they start with that, then they go somewhere else, and they go somewhere else, and they go somewhere else. But free, sometimes it take a longer time to convert free. I'd rather get something.
But you didn't. So I'm trying to understand this.
1.2 million.
So the $1.2 million, it wasn't from the $47.
Though. That's what I'm trying. It has to go through a funnel.
Walk me through the funnel.
Should I do that right now?
Absolutely. And see, I knew I was going to ask this because I need to know, because there's some people that's going to buy the book. And you know what? Some people are going to buy it. First off, you should buy the book because it's $10, right? Yeah. The $10 will show you, will teach you something.
$20 though, but it's $10 right now. It's $10.
If it's $10 right now, congratulations, because it's $20. And if it's $20, just do it. But anyway, I've spent money on funnels. I'll buy the thing and then buy the thing that comes after because I'm learning the funnel. Absolutely. And I wound up spending I spent $500 on a funnel one time.
Did you record the process?
Oh, I didn't record it.
You got to record it.
But I experienced it. Yeah, and I was like, okay. But I understand it.
Yeah, you got to put a Loom video on, record it, read all the copy, see what the button colors is, all of that. When it's a good one.
Gotcha. Okay, walk me through the 1.2 with this.
All right, so this one right here.
Did you write this?
Yeah, I wrote all. Actually, my wife wrote it with me, though.
Really?
While she is pregnant. So I sit there. So what I do, one of my secrets, y'all, you can write a book. I write a book in 2 hours, personally. What I do is I download an app called Otter. There's no sponsorship on Otter, but otter.io. I literally write all my chapters down first.
Slow down, Joe. You got that? Otter.io. Okay.
I got to move fast on this because this is going to make somebody wealthy, man.
I got to catch it. I need to know what's going on because I'm doing this today.
You want to partner on it?
Absolutely.
You know my new thing, though?
What's that?
I'm partnering with a lot of influencers. Yo, I'll take over the book. I'll do all of that. 50%. We got you. And just give us the content. I'll get it all written, everything. 50%. You got to have all
this. I do this on a podcast, like podcast little handbook.
Yeah, for sure. Let's partner on it. That's how he be doing me.
Slow down.
That's how he be doing me. He move real fast. I walked in the back. Hold on, dog. I gotta think about that for a second, man. He do that every time, but when it's time to do it on him, hold on.
I just be having time to think about it. Okay, so 1.2. So this is $47.
Yeah, I'm gonna walk
through a whole bunch of stuff in there.
You want me to give them the step-by-step?
Please.
This will, literally, if you're watching this right now, you literally can write down everything that I'm going to tell you and you can just hand that off to a builder or somebody who's good at this. And guys, listen, I just had my mastermind in Miami. All my mentees, Dave is in there. All of these people, man, in their circles, $55,000. This is one of the full, I can't give you the full lesson, but I'm going to pretty much make it fast as I can for those listening. But if you run this, Marvin did this $23,000 in a day. Like it's, just listen to this. So,
can I qualify something real quick?
Yes.
And it's personal. You can answer it if you don't. You don't have to answer it, but these people will be disappointed if you don't.
You,
Scott. What did you make last year?
Come on, man. A couple dollars, man.
Yo, you just told them what I made or how much.
I said from me. I don't know what you made. I know at least a million from some of the stuff.
From digital products. Digital products. What do you think you?
I don't know, bro.
Okay, let me ask you this. From partnerships, what do you think you made?
Couple of M's.
Just all partnerships?
Yeah. For sure.
Okay. All right, proceed. So, $47 ebook.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So, I see her writing too. I like that. Note takers are money makers. I like that. That's what I like. Front row, I love it. Yeah. So here's what I do. Step one, come up with the book. When you're coming up with this book, understand this. This could be a book, course, whatever. It is not about you. People want their life story. We're about to produce a movie. I'm going to have you be a partner in that, too. I'm about to tell you.
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah, we're producing a movie. Heist, Joe. It's crazy. That, Joe? Within a year, y'all going to see we got a movie. And I created it because they say, yo, let's do your life story. I'm like, bro, I'm not that sweet. I ain't Oprah. I mean, Beyonce, nobody cared that much about Nehemiah. Let's create a different movie because I'm going to get my friends to be investors and we could go run this thing up. I want our first show to be like a hit, like crazy.
Did you just get me to commit to be an investor? Was that what that was?
Everything I get you to, you looking for things to invest in.
That's a fact. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop.
So where we left off at?
$47.
But I was saying something else.
The process of writing the ebook. Yes. Yes.
Well, it's not about you. Not about you. That's the key. The reason why I need y'all to understand this, because y'all like 5 steps of how I came over power. Nobody care about you. The thing is, what are you getting your customer? What results? Everybody write it down. What is the payoff that your customer is going to receive from them doing whatever that book is? Mine is 7 steps to turning your Instagram into a cash machine. Not mine. You don't care about how I'm making money. You don't care about how I'm living. You care about how can I live better. So 5 steps to starting your own daycare. 3 steps to starting your own profitable podcast. 5 steps for starting your getting started with cryptocurrency. It is all about the customer when I'm creating a product. I don't care about me. How can I help you? I own several event spaces. He owns event spaces. I don't care about me owning the event spaces. I want to get you those results. So when you're creating this, the very first thing is it needs to be something for a person. I like creating offers that help people make money, because there's 3 things that people like is health, wealth, and wealth, and relationships. Thank you. But I'm the wealth person. I want to help you make money, because if you make more money, you can have better health, so you can do better things and your relationship could be better. Most relationships mess up because of lack of finances and infidelity. You won't have that problem if you're making some bread. Mm. So when I create a book, I'm thinking about the customer. So the very first thing I do is I come up with the title, 7 Steps to Turn Your Instagram into a Cash Machine. I come up with the chapters very quick. I talk my entire book inside of Otter. When I'm done talking into Otter, it transcribes it. It takes all the voice notes. Once I'm done transcribing it, it takes all the voice notes. I then get that to my other transcriber. She go through it, clean it up. I then give it to my copy editor. Copy editor go through, clean it up, done. And then we hand it to the formatter. So once I hand the voice recordings over, I'm done. I never touch the book again. Then my team builds the entire funnel for it. Now, let me walk you through the steps of building a funnel. So on my birthday, I just bought my wife a Lambo truck. Mm-hmm. But everything I do, I need something to pay for it. I don't like using my own money.
Yeah, that was fly, because you did it at the Braves Stadium or something crazy, yeah, right?
So that was
you
like,
got that from Drake?
No, actually, I had that idea before. I got it from another dude on Instagram, mm-hmm, like a year ago. I'm
How
like,
what does that cost?
It costs $50,000 to do that. Mm. Nah, like 40-something.
I'll take my wife somewhere else.
$45,000.
I was thinking, oh, that'd be dope for her birthday. I don't know if she's going to appreciate it like that. You know what I mean? I think she's going to appreciate something. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But I'm saying that for a reason. So when I did that, I decided to create a book 2 days before we did it to pay for it. So that book is 10 steps. I don't even remember what it's called. I just really created it because I know it can help people make a lot of money and it would just work. So I created that book and I followed this process. It was like, I think it's 10K blueprint, 5 different ways to make 10K a month. It's 5 different ways that I make at least 10K a month. Mm-hmm. So more of the story, I created the book. And then the very first thing you ask yourself, what are the bonuses? So we know the book is going to be $47. What are the bonuses? 3 different bonuses. The bonuses shouldn't necessarily outweigh the book. This could be a checklist. This could be a cheat sheet. This could be something along those lines. Checklist, cheat sheet, something that mine is. 4 of my bonuses are from my very first book, The Step into Greatness Journal. I took chapters out of every book. Manifest Your Month. A blank check, like mindset course. And that's my bonuses. Now, this justifies the price of $47. So the real reason why, guys, you want to create a funnel and go through this, most people go to a website. The book only made that amount of money because it went through a funnel. Most people go on a website. Can I look here? Or I need to look at you.
Whatever you're most comfortable with. I'm looking at you, though.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to process this information.
So, all right, cool. So most people, when they create this, everybody who has one way that everybody can guarantee to increase their income right now on the website they have, just add an order bump. If you're on Shopify, that might be a one-click upsell, might be Zipify, one of those apps. But it's just add something that they already need. Do you understand the best time for a customer to buy something is right after they just bought something? That's the time. That must be Fitz.
You know? It got to be Fitz.
Yeah, that's about to be loud for the next 5 minutes. That's that's a horse right there. So anyway,
can I tell you a testimonial though?
Yes.
So I went to the mastermind, and this changed my entire business.
That makes me so happy. So that too in the car.
So check this out. So the morning meetup, for one, it changed the game because we're doing this morning meetup, $79 a month. I'm like, yo, check it out. The value is just insane, right? Yo, tell Fitz to calm down. Tell him to turn his, like, turn his car down.
The thing is, he's not even doing that on purpose. It's a Aventador. It's just a, it's an animal. My Lambo not like that.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so I'm charging $79 a month for my, for like the morning meetup. The value is just insane. Anyway, but then we like, okay, we're going to do this dollar trial. Mm-hmm. Because I think we were on a, we was on like a conference call. This one big conference call. And I don't know if it was you or somebody else. It was like, yo, in Stripe, you could do a dollar trial.
Yeah.
And then after the 7 days, it just converts to $79 a month.
That was me, like, my guy. Ooh. That was me. Okay, and Josh. Cool.
So now we got like 7 to 18 people every single day that are willing to invest a dollar. Now, not everybody transferred. Go ahead.
Now, I was about to say, why you stopped doing the overnight post? You just hit me up, bro, it's working overnight. I'm getting 5, 10 minutes every night. Okay.
So, and plus, I don't know how to schedule my posts.
Yeah, you get your assistant to do it. They use Hootsuite or
my assistant. My sleep too. I need somebody.
You need a virtual assistant, bro.
I need a virtual assistant. Yeah, you've been telling me that. I know. Come on, can I finish my story?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, he's a bully. All right, so look. So the guy's like, yo, just do the dollar. So now it's so much easier. Say, yo, just try it out. Taste test it. See if you like it, right? So we got 7 to 18 people that are coming in every day. Like today, we're going to have that number. So, but the problem was when they come on, the most they could spend was a dollar.
Yeah.
So we were at the Mastermind in Miami and I'm sitting there with you and Josh and you're like, yo, you need to add some sort of order bump, which you just said.
I lost.
So we threw what?
I'll wait till you finish.
So we, like, I got my book. Well, both of my books. You get both of my books and like a personality assessment, which helps me understand which entrepreneur I should be. It's just dope. But it's $37. So now people can spend $38. So all these people that were coming across spending a dollar, now like 30% of the people are taking this order bump.
Mm-hmm.
This is what, no. You told me about the order bump,
yep.
$37, but
yep.
Then we went to Miami in the Mastermind. And
it was you my were Mastermind, saying, right?
Yeah, your Mastermind, yeah. Yes. So, and this changed the game for me, right? I was just sitting there and I was distracted. It was dope. It was this piece.
Yeah.
It was this piece. He was like, yo, you need to give people an option. No, you said, how long do people typically stay? The average person is going to leave any recurring revenue joint
Facts.
3-4 months.
Yes, sir.
He was like, yo, give them an option up front while they're excited to pay for 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months up front. That joint turned that business from a $20,000 a month business to $80,000 to $90,000 a month business because I'm getting so much more money on the front end. And I'm like, yo, this is insane. But I just had to tell you while you were in that vein that y'all really got to take the notes. This changed the whole game for me. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Is $55,000 too cheap, y'all think? I'm asking y'all. Y'all think that?
No.
Yeah.
Talk to me. Okay. So
let's go back. So in preference, thank you for mentioning yes. that. I started Circle of Greatness Academy. I lost millions of dollars. We ran thousands of people through free trial. Thousands. They didn't have no order bump. They didn't have nothing else. You wasn't selling. The problem with most people is they're not selling their customers anything else after they buy ever again. Mm. Done. Like right now, morning meet, how many, are they buying something else within the first week?
No.
Yeah. And they want to.
Got it, Joe? You got that? Yeah.
That's the vertical integration.
They want to.
Of course. Like, yeah.
That's a bar.
So anyway, more to story. Let's go. Let me blitz through that for him real quick. So we got the book. So it's $47 on the front end. So now they like bet, got the book. And on my funnel, I do a two-step funnel. Some it depends how we feel, but we do an opt-in page. Everybody here, make sure you're listening to this. You're collecting your person's name, number, and email. Mandatory. You know what I mean? People are not collecting numbers. You're leaving so much money on the table by not being able to communicate with your customer. Someone like me, I check my email once to twice a month. Everybody here, you check your text within the last 30 minutes. Anybody on this pod, you have checked your text within 30 minutes. So why aren't you having the most important thing to every customer in the world, their number and the thing that they're on all throughout their entire day. So before you even know the price, I now have your name, I have your number, I have your email before you even know the price. Because they want to buy it. They want to be a part of it.
Oh, so they can't even buy that until they put that information in.
Exactly. And it depends. You could do it either way. I don't know right now if ours are doing that because we got so many people. But right. I think this is a good way for people to start collecting name, numbers, and emails. Another thing, not sponsorship, adding your funnel proof or provely. It's the little bar at the bottom that shows people who else just purchased. It's something about someone else knowing someone else just purchased make you want to purchase. Mm. Right? So you add that. So then when we go to our very first page, you got the book, $47. Right? So bam, enter your car information, get the book for $47. Directly under it, your order bump is that one product that's a no-brainer. This is generally under $47, minus $37. It's like something that is a no-brainer. For books, this has been working extremely well for us. You got to add this if you didn't. It should be an audio book. People are so lazy, they don't want to do nothing. So when you give them an audio book, 50% is going to take the audio book as well. Because they don't want to read. So now you just got $47 for the book, you got $37. And still to break it down, if anybody don't understand, think about when you go to market. Everybody in here went to the market and said, I'm only buying one thing. You get to the register, oh, let me get a candy bar, let me get some mints, let me get a magazine. That's what your order bump is. It's a no-brainer. And for mine, in this particular funnel, it's my t-shirt course. You know, back in the day, we were heavy with the t-shirts. So I created my very first course was a t-shirt course.
All right, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you can keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headache, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. Access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. It just makes sense. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit from NetSuite? I know you see it. Listen to me. If you have everything scattered in business, you cannot grow. And everything is more expensive when you have more and more processes layered on top of each other, more and more softwares. You got to get out of that. And it will improve efficiency and cut costs. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. That's netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof.
Well, hundreds and hundreds of them at $500.
What's up, podcaster or soon-to-be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back, and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th, two full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders.
And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now. But hold on. Because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off. But if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you No, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code Big Deal. That triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code Big Deal at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code Big Deal.
And I say that in the copy, but I'm saying today only get it for $37. You can't find this anywhere else online.
Why wouldn't you buy that?
It's a no-brainer. So everybody add that. Your offer needs to be irresistible and it needs to, the person just want it. I'm buying it just cuz for $37. I add a couple bumps. So I got a second bump as well. You don't have to get extensive with me, but I got a couple. So now that we got that, y'all, now we do something called an OTO. OTO stands for one-time offer, right? OTO1, which is your very next thing. And this is where I do something called made me a lot of money. It's called my RR method. It stands for repackage and repurpose. And what the RR method does is this. This episode going to get somebody a lot of paper. Yeah.
Y'all good? Y'all enjoying this?
Are you going to use it?
Are you going to use it?
Yeah, facts. Man.
I know what you're thinking. How the heck do you make money from a podcast? Is David just doing this podcast because he likes it, or there's a heavily monetized strategy attached to it? Well, it's both. I really love talking and interviewing people and getting free game from really successful people. But also, this is a seven-figure podcast. I'm telling you right now, there's so much money in podcasting and we're early in the space. I really feel like it's 2009 and I'm telling you to buy Bitcoin. I'm right now telling you to start podcasting because in 5-10 years, it's skyrocketing. Those are the names that are going to be the ones who have the voices in our world, the ones that start a podcast right now, okay? So I put together everything I know about podcasting in an easily digestible program, okay? So go to podcastersblueprint.com and you know I got to give y'all some love, okay? Enter code SOCIALPROOF. I'm taking 20% off so you can get your voice heard, all right? So this podcast that you're loving and enjoying, there's other people that's going to love and enjoy yours too, okay? Podcastersblueprint.com. Let's get back to the episode.
Anyway, so the OTO is one-time offer. Amateurs make money on the front end, experts make money on the back end. So the problem with most people
Say that again.
Amateurs make money on the front end, experts make money on the back end. We're so focused on let's just get the money on the front. It's like, how many years we've been having conferences and you never have anything to sell at the end of the conference? Because we only make our money off the ticket sales. How many millions you lost?
Millions, bro.
Yeah. Right? So, more of the story is, my one-time offer, your one-time offer, should be some sort of recording, something you never have to do again. Mine was a conference. I had this greatness conference here maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I had Him 500 speak. I had Marcus Y. Rozier spoke. I had like all these people, Sonya, the student loan, I had all these people spoke, made no money. We rented this nice mansion in Buckhead. Cost us about $40,000. I probably made $3,000-$4,000. I was pissed, hot. But the key, guys, is always record it. It don't matter what that costs. Everyone say it, always record it.
Always record it.
So now that you're recording it, I now have that. I have that forever. So I put that in the funnel. So the one-time offer should be something that kind of can help with what you're currently selling. I'm showing you how to make money using Instagram. So this was a conference where I had all these different people speak about credit, about real estate, about just making more money in general. I sold that ticket for $1,000. By the time they did Uber, Airbnb, it was another $1,000. I wrote all this in the copy. Generally, most people come to this event, it was $2,000, blah, blah, blah. You guys can get it today for $99. Mm. How many times did I record it?
Once.
Do I ever have to record it again?
No.
I sold that thing in the last year like 2,500 times. So I made $250,000 in the last year, minimum, off of the recording that I recorded. How many times?
Once. So 2,500 times you sold that $100 off?
You got to think about it. I sold this book. I probably sold over 20,000 copies. So 2,500. What's 2,500 and 20? 10% of, that's just 10% of the people took that order. I probably sold 3,000. I'm just trying to be safe on numbers. So I know it was at least $250,000 I made.
So you're saying if you sold 30,000 of those,
I sold at least
you probably 20. Sold. So your number is, you're going to say about 10% of people that buy that are going to buy that other offer.
100%. So they bought that.
This is what I learned from you too. Success is very predictable when you understand success. Understand business.
Absolutely.
It's very predictable. Right. I was talking to Josh. He was like, yo, if you get this amount of people on the webinar, you're going to sell this amount.
Yeah.
No conversation about it.
He says success is math. I got that from him. Like, he's very a numbers guy. He's very, it's very about numbers with him. Every little thing is a number.
Golly. Okay, go.
Keep going. If this is good, say it's good.
It's good.
So we got that. Cool. So some people like, man, I don't even want to get it. And here's the key, y'all. On all of these pages, make sure you're doing a video because people don't like to read. So what's up, y'all? It's Nehemiah here. Real quick, just wanted to remind you guys, I had this greatness conference. I had all these amazing speakers. It cost me $40,000 to have this conference. So many people's lives changed. I had my lawyer talking about this. I had my friend talking about this. I had my friend talking about this. Everybody who attended, I charged tickets for $1,000. By the time they did Ubers, Airbnbs, it's another $1,000. I have never released this online, and I will never release this online because you're looking at this video. I want to get this to you for $100 right now. I'm telling you, it's basically like I'm giving you money. If you don't take this, basically you hate money. So go ahead and add it to your cart right now and get you going.
Now, you've done that once or twice, haven't you?
Yeah, I do it all the time. So I did that. So now they don't buy that. Now I do a downsell on that. So if you don't buy it for $100, I now sell it to you for, I think it's like $77.
The same thing.
The same exact thing. Yeah, same. Why? Because they're like, man, I didn't get it for $100. Man, let me get it for $77. Because once they click off, they're like, I should have got it. And then it's like there again. They're like, let me get that. Bro, you're not doing this though? You looking real amazed. Like,
I don't think we discussed this, Neil.
Oh my God. So all of them books, none of them books got none of this set up.
No. So same, the one offer, one time only, you got to get this.
You know how many things this guy recorded in his life? I mean, things he got on hard drives right now.
Man, this is crazy.
I mean, conferences you had. Oh my gosh. Anyway, let's keep going.
So, okay, so you sell the conference for $100.
Yeah.
But if they click, I don't want it.
Yeah.
You're gonna re-ask them to buy the same thing just for a little bit of cheap. Give exactly. me the psychology behind that.
I mean, I didn't create a funnel, but it's the greatest thing I ever created. It's because people want to buy stuff. They want a good deal. People want a deal.
People want a good deal.
Yeah. So they buying it.
I guess I have bought stuff where they give me a price and they're like, all right, yo, listen, I get to you for a little cheaper. You like, all right, let me get that joint.
Exactly.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah. So then we go to OTO2, which is another offer. And I sold my IG courses like $300. If you don't take that, I sell it for 50% off. It's a digital product. It don't cost me nothing anyway.
Hold on. You chart, so let's say it's $300.
Yep.
And you're offering to them for $300.
Yep.
If they just click, I don't want it, the very next page lets them have it for 50% off of that.
Yes. You can choose the number. It could be 20%. It could be 10%. It could be 50%.
Yo, is this stuff not really, like, this is some genius level. Where do you come up with this stuff?
I mean, I'm just following systems that work. That's it. I didn't create the system now. I implement it, though. That's the key, though. Most people ain't going to do nothing with the information.
Yo, that's four products or four sales opportunities with the same two products.
Exactly. And then final thing is a thank you page. And this is what no one is doing. On my thank you page, I'm selling you again. Thank you so much. They're going to watch that video because they want to know how to access the products. Hey, thanks so much for joining. Blah, blah, blah. Check your emails. This. One final thing I wanted to offer you. I wanted to give you the opportunity to join the morning meetup for $1. I want you to get a trial for a week. And now you just secure some continuity money too. And then it's over with.
Let me ask you a question. Can you put the morning meetup in one of your funnels and it'll be an affiliate?
You're supposed to do something like
that. It's $79 a month. We'll do an affiliate split. Yeah. You throw it in your funnel.
Yeah, I could do something like that. Probably on a free funnel or something we got going. So
I want to know one of your good ones.
Yeah.
Yo, I want to know that funnel. Throw it on that funnel.
Yo, and the benefit of this, and I don't even push this no more. It's like, but the benefit of this is, y'all, it works for you every day. I don't got to check this. Like, I'm making money probably right now. I don't have to check it. It's on autopilot. And the final thing I want to give you guys this, make sure you got abandoned text set up, abandoned email set up, and abandoned voice. No one does abandoned voice. So when you don't buy, you're going to get text messages. Hey, just saw that you came, but for some reason you didn't buy.
Because in the very beginning, you took her name, email, and phone number. Exactly. Give me a round of applause for understanding this stuff. This is good. I got it. And I'm like, yo, how does it text them? But you got their number on the front end before they can even see the offer of the book.
Yep. So then if they don't, and then they get an email and then they get a voicemail. What's up? It's Nehemiah, aka Neil DeViso. Sorry that I missed you. I saw that you came to the site, but for some reason you didn't buy the book. Just wanted to remind you today you're able to get it for X price. This price probably won't be there forever, but you probably want to get this now.
You hammering people. Like, yo, once you're caught in the funnel, they're in your world.
Yeah. How many people are getting an email from me every day? Congratulations. It won't stop. Hey, Chance, congratulations. Congratulations. It won't stop.
Yo. For somebody, okay.
I lost a lot of money, bro. That's why I be trying to tell people. I'm like, yo, I lost a lot of money. I'm only telling y'all guys, this is when I figure this stuff out. I start doing this. That's why you're going to get an email from me every day. That's like, I'm going to push this thing as hard as I can. Most people, when I create this one, I said, I'm going to make this thing bulletproof. I want to make this thing like right. So, it only takes one product, one funnel, one something to change your world. One thing.
So,
one opportunity.
So we're going
to
put the morning meetup in that funnel?
I don't go hard on this funnel no more. So I think it should be on something new.
Is that one or something else?
No, I got to think about it. Yeah, I watch this guy, man. He real crafty. He'll lock you in some deals and you don't even know what you just locked into.
You know what I like though? This is why I love and respect you, man, because this, like some people, they'll try to keep the funnel a secret, but you have no problem telling people the journey that somebody's about to go through.
I want them to make more money. Your success is my success. Because you're going to say, yo, the boy Nehemiah, he gave me some free game on a podcast. I mean, people make, Carter, my man said, bro, I made 50 grand off of your stuff. So when you gave me that offer at Circle of CEO, I was just giving you your money back. You made me so much money, it's irrelevant. So I'm always looking to get value, y'all. Listen, if you feel like you're giving too much, you don't know enough. That's a scarcity mindset. I'm not going to share this because I don't care. You can have all the information because most people ain't going to do what with it. Now, I'm going to share for those people who are going to do something with it. But
yeah. All right. How many cars you got?
Cars? Like six, probably.
Six. And I'm going somewhere with this.
I just got a new one, so I'm excited.
Really? What you get?
It's not like this little Escalade.
A little Escalade. Yeah. Oh, because you needed something regular to drive?
I need something to be driven in. And let me say this, Tushins. Can I say this?
Are we going to another level of money? Okay. All right. Okay.
Can I say this to help people too?
Be driven
Chance, because a lot of people will listen to this like, yo, you really can do this. It's something called a share funnel. But if you like, yo, I want y'all team to set it up, we'll set it up for you.
What do you mean?
Pay.
What do you mean?
We'll set that up for somebody. All of their funnels, emails, everything.
How much is that?
Depends. You book a call, digitalbusinesscall.com.
Okay.
Get on the call with our team to work out. It depends.
Okay. Yeah, let me ask you. Price don't matter. If they tell you they saw it on the podcast, can they get a discount?
Of course. I'm going to make sure you're good, too.
Thank you.
This is only for y'all. You got to have a budget. This is, if you don't want to join my mastermind, but still want us to build it for you, we will build one solid funnel for you that will work and set up the ads. DigitalBusinessCall.com, or that's about joining our mastermind. But don't do that unless you're serious. Like, please.
Got it. Okay. Back to the cars.
Your pod might go crazy.
Back to the cars. You got a bunch of exotic cars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Go back to the whole driven in thing.
Yeah.
You too good to drive?
No, before I got my car, I didn't drive. My wife used to drive me around. I didn't like driving. I was in Philly too, so you can't have them cars in Philly. They come to get you.
Yeah, no doubt. So why? How much is a driver? You know, just
a driver's like. So what I'm doing? Mm-hmm. I'm getting my driver is going to be my driver and my security. You're going to do two roles.
I think Alex was saying he'd do something like
same
that.
Thing. Yeah. So I'm going to have you do both roles. So what I try to do in life, I try to maximize a role. So we got a nanny. She cleans the house. She cooks dinner. And watches the kids. That's three roles in one. Mm. Trying to maximize every role that we have.
How much should Joe look to pay for that? Because he might need a driver security.
Like $25 an hour, I think is fair.
Really?
Yeah, 25.
How many hours a day they with you?
I mean, if you're working 40 hours a week, how much is that? I'm not driving that much, but I'm just saying, you know, we be going out on weekends. When you wouldn't, we out all day. So for example, I got
a few hundred dollars a day.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Everybody's situation is different.
So a lot of people, why would you get a nanny? It's the same as having daycare.
That's a fact.
I get to look at my kids all day, know they safe, got cameras, and it's the same. It's just, we've been told like that's bougie or something. No, it ain't. Like, why would you got people cooking for you? Yeah, so my wife, it's a lot. Watching two kids, cleaning, cooking, educating, that's a full-time job.
Yeah.
Y'all ladies strong because they go to work strong every day. You come home clean. You come home do homework. Y'all need a break.
Yeah, I got to tell you. Yes, you clap it up for the break.
For real.
And let me tell you my hardship. I talked about it on another podcast with Donnie. And my wife caught COVID and her mom, who's our nanny, caught COVID.
I remember.
And
you had to watch the kids.
I had to, for 2 days.
I remember. It's like,
lost my mind.
I can't watch my kids. Man, I had to watch my kids. My wife went on a retreat 3 days. And I'm like, wow.
Yo, it's crazy.
Not having a nanny will cost you.
Yeah, I said, every time I do, when I do giveaways now, it's all to single moms because facts. You are a different.
How can we do it
for single moms, please?
Yo, how can we give a giveaway to a single mom right here?
What can we do? I don't know. What we going to do?
I don't know. I'm down.
A giveaway?
What can we do for a single mom right now?
For people that's here?
That or online. Yes.
All right. You tell me. I don't know.
I just thought about it.
Let's think about it. And by the time this episode's over, we'll have it thought of.
All right. I like trying to get back to the people.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How about today? Let's do one today.
Right. Yeah, that's cool. What you want to do?
$1,000?
That's fine. How you want to do it, though?
I don't know. Somebody think through that. Do you want to do a dinner?
Yeah.
How about we do a dinner here?
See, now you just getting a little.
No, we cater a dinner. For one, I don't know. For single moms, we do. Yo, that's what we going to do. We'll do a dinner for single moms only. You got to show pictures of your kids that look like you. Because I know y'all going to try to sneak in. All right, so is that it? Is that a go?
But that's not an immediate thing. That's going to take a few months.
No, it don't. Well, you do it in a couple of days. I have a space and we find a caterer. You have another idea?
No, let me think. I don't think of another one, we'll do that one. But I'm about to leave, so we got to move fast.
I see.
I'm back on the road heavy last 2 months.
Okay.
Next 2 months.
Let's think of it. So just keep thinking about it, okay? Because I got more questions.
That sound cool, though.
Okay, you bought...
But you was talking about the cars.
Yes, you bought a bunch of cars. And do you buy cars because you really enjoy cars, or is it a marketing play?
Both.
Tell me the marketing play. Because I don't know if I want to, I don't need that attention.
Well,
honestly, if it's a business move, then yeah.
Honestly, personally, I don't use the cars for marketing anymore. Because it's like, I'm not trying to sell you on a car. Like, it's like, so let me break it down. So for example, if yes, cars are motivating, but I don't want you to want to join me because the car. I want you to join me because of maybe the information, how I can help you. But the marketing play for the car outside of that stuff is just access. It's more than sometimes marketing is also access. Like I'm in a group with 20 other Lamborghini owners where I can do business and make money with them. Access. I ride me and Fitz. We ride the Lamborghinis together. Yo, he's willing to teach me about Bitcoin while we ride, right? Just access. Just those are the intangible things people don't see. Like we about to go to Miami. It's 150 Lambos there. All of these people all do something different.
Because they all can afford a Lambo.
Access. Like I got two apps on my phone. I got a Rolls Royce Whispers app where they give you all the most exclusive events around the world. It might be riding Rolls Royce in Geneva, Switzerland on ice, an event that you can go to because you own a Rolls Royce. Who else would probably be at this type of event? People with what?
Rolls Royces.
And money.
Money, yeah.
Same with the Lambo. I got an app on the Lambo. I forgot what their app called, but the same thing, events. And it's just...
It's like a secret club that comes with Lambos and stuff?
Yeah, basically.
Did y'all know that? That's crazy. That's actually... It's actually amazing.
So I personally don't use the cars for marketing anymore. I just like the cars.
But when you got the car, did it help you make more money? Because it seems like I want people to know that I have the information that can help you. And if I have like the trappings of success, then it's more believable. Because you could hop out of a Honda, right? And you just like, hey, y'all, let me teach you the seven steps.
Yeah. They're not going to believe it. So to answer your question, yes, it has made me more money. But what it done when I was initially I don't push cars into marketing no more. If you see an ad with the car in it, it's old. I'm going straight. I'm changing my ad creative where I'm wearing shirts, like button-up shirts. I'm looking more professional. Or I just wear the uniform every day, y'all. Official uniform every entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. But what I do now is, the reason why this is good because it's something called like CPLs. It's a bunch of stuff with ads. But
what does CPL mean?
Basically, cost per lead,
gotcha.
Acquisition, all of these. So just say hypothetically, if I just stand on this white wall, run an ad when I'm doing my webinar, let's hypothetically say it's costing $10. Every name, number, email I get costs me $10. When I got the vehicle, start standing in front of the cars, doing all of these ads, I cut the ad costs in half because people are more interested in looking at it. They like what they're seeing. Mm. They're more inspired. It's like, it's more intriguing. So those cars were paid for essentially by advertising, just by me just cutting my ad costs in half. So if I was spending $100,000 a month on an ad, the same ad that I'm doing on this white wall and doing that same one outside in front of the car, but I'm now spending $50,000 a month, I was going to spend $100,000 a month for the next year anyway. That's $1.2 million versus $50,000. I saved half of the money because of the vehicle, because people are clicking on it more and stuff like, if that makes
sense. Yeah, no, that makes sense. That makes sense.
So basically, the ad costs went down with that, having those things. So people are intrigued. They're checking it out. So a lot of times, people look at them cars oftentimes as a liability. And I'll give you an example. I bought my wife's Lambo. It was $255,000, the truck. I paid $30,000 extra to have it now. Paid $285,000. I paid $285,000 for that car. Plus
you
taxes.
You could have paid $250,000.
Yeah, I could have paid $250,000, but I would have gotten in July of next year.
Oh, I see.
People got to begin to start understanding opportunity costs. Well, opportunity cost stasis is going to be higher tomorrow anyway. Like everything will always be higher when you wait. So yes, I could have paid $255,000, put my $10,000 deposit down. This is for anybody who want to buy a Lambo, just buy it, put your deposit down and get it. Gooch was getting a Lambo. It's coming in July of next year. He don't want to pay the extra $30,000, $40,000 to get it now. Mm-hmm. Right? which is fine. But for me, how much more money will I make if I even use in the car for marketing in the next 10 months? Mm. The cost is irrelevant. Brad got his car. He make $30,000 a month renting his yours out. Those cars are paying $2,000 a day.
God,
a day. So how much money, if I just made $30,000 a month for the next 6 months, the car is practically paid for. And I still get to drive it in my spare time when it ain't rented. And I still get to do the marketing. And I still get to write it off in taxes because it's 6,000 pounds. And there's so many other things that you're going to get. And you get access to the events, access to people. So people got to start looking at all of those things. None of those things, some cars aren't liabilities to me. They're assets because I get access. Mm. One conversation, one connection, one piece of information is worth, it's priceless for me. Mm. So I think it's all relative how you look at things.
Talk to me about your pivot though.
Yeah.
Because, well, let me ask you this. You may not have to pivot. Do you feel like...
Let me say this too. My same car that I just bought, I just saw somebody selling the same exact one with 7,000 miles on it for $330,000.
How much you buy it for?
$255,000 plus the 30.
Oh, you're talking about okay,
the same... I just saw this Escalade
you just bought.
No, I bought that for like $116,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why you're saying everything's more expensive.
It's going, the prices keep going more and more and more. Everything becomes more when you wait. Let me ask you a question. If you buy a flight, if you buy a flight right now for tonight, is it going to be cheaper now or cheaper if you bought it last week?
Last week.
But okay. For some reason, we always like to wait. We like to wait for it to cost more. That's when we decide to buy it.
All right, I got to ask you this too, and we'll come to a close because I feel like if you give more information, there's more stuff for people not to execute on. Because you gave us a gem on this whole, right? The funnel? Thank God.
I was supposed to talk about the challenge too, and I just talked only about the ebook.
I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
Very selfish.
That's a lot of game. This dude, he bring you on here to just to get his questions answered.
Hey, man, it's my podcast. That's why I started this thing. Do you feel like the digital coach course era will come to a close? Do you ever feel like what you're doing right now may not always work once the world understands it? And if you don't, then great. If you do, what are you doing about it? Does that ever cross your mind?
Yeah. So I tell people all the time, having one source of income is too close to none. I don't depend on one source ever. So for me, the reason why I'm always running fast and I'm running in the spirit of now, because I don't know how long something's going to last. When something is working, I'm exhausting it. I'm beating it to the... Me and Josh talk about it. It's like having a lemon. We're going to get a lemon. We're going to make a lemonade. We're going to squeeze that all up. We then going to take the pills, try to make lemon meringue pie. We done with that. We're going to take the seeds. I don't know if we can replant the seeds. We're exhausting every option and everything that we do because we don't know how long anything is going to be around. Like some people... Every time you get an entrepreneurship, it's getting harder, more challenging, more complicated, and all the time. So to answer your question, I don't think this era will ever go anywhere because college hasn't went anywhere yet. It's been around for 100 years, but it will become more complicated, will become saturated, but that's why we are diversifying. That's why we're getting a restaurant. That's why I'm doing movies. That's why we do
Forex. Can I be a part of the restaurant?
Possibly.
Because we talked about it.
Yeah, apartment buildings. That's why, it would be foolish to just focus on only one thing once you start making money. You have to diversify.
This is why it ruins it for me, though. Yeah. Because, we understand how to make money online, digital money.
Yeah.
So sometimes buying real estate won't make sense to me.
Please don't remind me sometimes. Because we buying a 28-unit apartment building.
You see what I'm saying? So you got to put in all this money. It's like extra headache to make a fraction of what you can make.
That's why we run an event space play. Make a lot of money with event spaces, bro. You know that.
Yeah.
Like, I make more money than some of my friends with one event space than when they got 20 units. You do too. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, the restaurant, for instance, bro, yeah. You are
I'm not doing that for money.
You're going to be frustrated, bro.
I'm not only doing that for money, though.
What are you doing it for?
I'm doing that for, I want to have a place that people could come to. I know me and my people could get a restaurant popping. And I just want diversification. If I make $10,000, $20,000 a month from a restaurant for my $10,000, I'm happy.
Yeah. Yo, so for
sure,
I'm keeping it 100 with you. Yes. You probably need to involve me because I've been talking to some people about owning a restaurant. That's how I know.
You see what I'm saying?
No, because I'm talking to the restaurant owners. They're like, yo, first couple of years, you're not going to make no money. And that, I think where I'm at right now, because it doesn't make sense to me.
They don't be marketers.
Right. Who you doing it with?
Well, I was doing it with myself. I was telling Marcus, none of them wanted to do it.
I'm telling you.
They want to do it now, though. So they want to do it now.
So but, don't make me your competition, because then I had to turn up my little wing spot.
You ain't my competition. You my brother.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We need to have the same restaurant. But if we do have two restaurant wing spots, you still my brother after hours. Because I need to make better wings. I'm going to make ass like, y'all been in that wing spot? I want to do that. But so, okay. So you are doing stuff that yields lower results.
Yes.
And you're not frustrated about that?
Yo, absolutely. I mean, I do a lot of things. I got a whole virtual assistant staffing company I don't talk. I got a lot of different things I have. I got 65 employees in Philippines, bro. I make about...
Really?
Yeah, I've been on that for a while. I make about... I think she sent me the report yesterday or a few days. I made like 25 to... Probably like 27,000 gross last month on that company. My pay was probably like $14,000. I do zero. I mean, my hardest part about that job is I just got to look at it and say, yeah, I approved the payroll for today.
I could be a partner on that because I love looking at payroll. I'll look at the payroll, just get that off your back, bro. You know what I mean? I'll approve it.
Yo, do you hear this guy?
I'm good at approvals. Like, yes, that's good. And you'd be like, yo, I like the way you did that.
All right, man.
All right, listen. Did we cover anything that you want to talk about today?
No, we didn't.
Well, it's cool because this podcast is over. So I got to do, look, I got to
do a commercial. At least talk about my challenge, bro.
Yeah, let's do it.
Come on, man. So basically, I'm having a challenge. 5 days teaching people how to create their own digital business. So they're able to learn how to create eBooks, create a mentorship, create a course, like basically put you in the same era so you can be monetizing your genius, creating a product one time that will pay you forever. So that's just one of my things that I'm doing. 5 full days with me. You don't got to pay me $25,000 for an hour, $10,000. You don't got to pay me none of that. Come spend full 5 days with me, pay next to nothing, and just rock out with me for 5 days. I want people to join that. It's the digital businesschallenge.com. Okay. People can just register for that. Spend 4 or 5 days with me. I'm going to give you guys everything I have. You're going to leave with a digital product, minimum one, that instantly could start making you some money.
I love it.
So, yeah, I want to make sure people.
I didn't do that. You'll teach me how to do this joint?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Yo, you're a designer. Can I use your designer too?
Yeah, you see how this guy is, man? Yes. Okay.
Neil don't like sharing them designers.
I'm too, man.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I got a whole bag for you, though, this time. Yeah. You don't give me something. Yeah, he ain't going to wear them, but I'm going
to... I do wear them. I'll be wearing these joints, right? I'll be wearing them, Neil.
Yeah, I got a bag for you. I'll give it to you when it's over.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I appreciate it, man. I'm an influencer now. Yeah. All right, so I got to do our commercials. And yes, then sir. I'm going to have you close this out with a word of wisdom. Okay. And then after we close it out, okay, we're going to do a quick Q&A for Patreon. Y'all with that? Y'all all right with that? Okay, cool. This episode is sponsored, as always, by themorningmeetup.com. Themorningmeetup.com. You should probably just go through that funnel. Just check it out. You know, yeah, see what's happening.
You buy need to be in the morning meetup for sure, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine this. So there's maybe, what? You think it's maybe 100 people in here? What you think? Maybe 100 people?
85.
About 85? Imagine this times 6 every morning on Zoom. How many people is not in the morning meetup? How many people are in the morning meetup? Am I lying? Is there like 400, 500 people every morning?
How that feel, bro, to wake up and see something you built for years? That's something we don't talk about, Chance. They don't see the years you've been building. They don't see the years I've been building. They just see this thing and just think, this voila. No, The key, the secret ingredient is consistency in doing it when no one else is looking. He been doing a morning meetup. It was called something else before the morning meetup, yeah, y'all. This ain't
nice.
This is 4 or 5 years of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
My first event in Atlanta was his event. He don't even remember that. He had some event venues. We had our brand. I was selling Peace and Philly in Atlanta shirts. Mm-hmm. We had the darn, you had a frame on there with our brand inside of a frame.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about people don't see all those years. So what I want y'all to start thinking about when y'all look at somebody and think about comparing, ask yourself how long they've been in the gym. How long they've been putting shots up. It's hard to come compare against Chance. He's been doing it for a long time, man. He's been coaching a lot of people to success. It's hard to, I don't compare myself to nobody because that's the quickest way to get yourself depressed. Like, man, you don't know what they went through. Y'all looking at 14 years of me never quitting on myself. 14 years. I've never gave up. I've never thought about giving, and I haven't took a day off in 14 years. Even when I'm off, I'm on. That's what people got to really understand, because I don't want people to get it confused. Like, they go try something, it don't work right away. You didn't try it long enough.
That's a fact.
That's Stay a fact. Consistent. It will work. It's not about if it's going to work. It's just when it's going to work.
Dang, that was the best commercial I've ever had.
Oh, I need
give a round of applause. I appreciate it.
Oh, that was
the whole...
Hey, join themorningmeetup.com.
Yeah. Themorningmeetup.com. Yeah. And if you want to learn the ins and outs of podcasting, I spent an entire... Well, I spent about 2 months figuring out all the stuff that I've learned for podcasting. And I put it and packaged it in a program. And you can go feast on that thing. Stop, rewind, play. Link is always in my bio at Sleep is for Suckers on Instagram. Podcasters Blueprint. Go check it out. Okay. Neo.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, fam.
Thank you, my guy. This was very eye-opening.
That's cool.
Because even you being my friend, I wonder what you do. He don't do nothing, y'all. Anybody that get massages 3 times a week and
I'm,
like
I'm
all these racing
one
Lambos,
too, dog. I can't wait.
Yo, he don't. It just seems like he don't do nothing. Like I could be like, let's link up. He like, all right, like bro, you ain't got nothing to do. Like you don't work. But now it makes sense because the work is doing the work. The work that you put in is doing the work.
Like a lot of people look at having a team, employees as an expense. It's not an expense. It's an asset because they could do something you can't do. Y'all know how many things I'm not good at? I'm only actually good at like 1 or 2 things. Mm. Everything else I'm horrible with. But I have a team that is extremely good at what they do. I'm hiring the best. I got doctors on my team, lawyers. One of my lawyers is a biz lawyer in here. Like, I got a team of professionals around me. So I'm able to move with speed. So I got ideas. Marcus taught me this. Marcus Walroja, one of the things that always stuck with me, is called... I think it's called speed of execution. When an idea come to your mind, you got to do it right away. I don't wait because you're going to start thinking of all the reasons why it's going to go wrong. Mm. Then you're going to ask somebody, they're going to tell you don't do it, then it's over with.
Yeah.
So as soon as it come to mind, I'm moving now, right away.
I love it. All right, well, please let everybody know. So what links are in this bio?
So I'm about to tell you.
We
got the digital... businesschallenge.com. That's 5 days with me. Shans and I, y'all gonna get the full ebook. That's socialproofebook.com.
Okay.
For those who just want to talk to our team, see if our mastermind is a good fit for you, to see if we can build your funnel for you. That's digitalbusinesscall.com. And the last one is, and this is for $1. I teach people how to launch, fast launch blueprint. .com. For $1, I give you my launch strategies, my sequence on how you're able to, like every launch I do, I'm very methodical. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'd be like, yo, bro, why you just launch it? Like Circle CEOs, when we launched, $336,000 an hour. One of my mentees, $109,000 an hour. My stuff, $55,000 to $50,000, because I follow a certain system. So I'm basically giving people that system for $1, like the morning meetup.
I love it.
Yeah,
did you get that for me? Did you get the morning
meetup? Fast launch blueprint. I didn't get the morning meetup. No, I was doing that before you. No, we was doing Circle Greatness together.
Absolutely. Well, look, man, again,
I appreciate you, bro.
No, thank you, man. I appreciate you. You gotta tie a bow on this whole thing, man. What are you going to leave us with?
I mean, you spiritual. So I would say commit your plans to God. I mean, one thing that I personally do every day when I wake up, I pray. Like, I write a note to God, just really being thankful for where I'm at. But commit your plans to God and then just do work. Don't compare yourself to other people and literally commit. Like, somebody say commit. Like, you got to really be committed and devoted to your goals and dreams, and you got to be willing to do whatever it takes ethically and legally to achieve them. Some nights you're going to lose some sleep. Sleep is for suckers. Some nights things aren't going to go to plan. Marcus taught me this. I learned from all my friends. Make a date with yourself. Don't be late. Every day, spend an hour with yourself working on your goals, because everybody else is going to keep tugging on you, pulling on you. And the biggest thing I'm going to tell y'all as we transition, as a new year approaches us, is you got to start getting around smarter, sharper people, because this is going to push you to level up. Like, when we have conversations, it's always challenging him to get better. When I'm having conversations, they're always challenging me to get better. Like, everybody around you should be pulling one another up. But the issue with most of it is we're the smartest person in our circle. So we're not in a circle. We're in a cage. Everybody is pulling on us. Everybody is draining us. Like, we're drained. You're tired of everybody coming for you. You got to start getting in an environment where you can thrive. You got to start getting an environment. Morning meetup. You got to start getting an environment where you are celebrated. And once you do that, y'all, and my final thing, this is the only reason why I'm here today, y'all, is something called no scoreboard watching. I don't count nothing I did yesterday, last week, the month before. It's over with. No awards, no nothing. I am only thinking about, Nehemiah, what you going to do today? Nehemiah, how hard are you going to go today? Who life will you impact today? And I think when you begin to operate in that very manner, you will reach levels of success that you have never reached. Don't wait till you get rock bottom to try to figure it out. Don't do that. Just start working now like your life depends on it. Like, act like you're not going to be here in the next 30 days. Work like that. So,
I love it. That. Listen, we can't close it out no better than that. Clap it up, clap it up, clap it up. We can't close it out no better than that. Yeah. Hold up. Do me a favor, okay? Do me a favor. Go build you some social proof, meaning I want you to go build something, document it, understand how you did it, try it, fail it, succeed. Go get you some social proof, but then go back to your community and teach them how you did it. That's the only way our community grows. All right, thanks. We're out of here. Peace.
What if I told you for $1, I will introduce you to hundreds of entrepreneurs every single morning this week? From all across the country, you'll be able to talk to hundreds of entrepreneurs, and I'll coach you. I'll coach you for $1 this whole week, and I'll introduce you to some of my successful friends for $1 this week. Would you take part in that? Well, go to themorningmeetup.com, because that's exactly what we're doing here, okay? The only organization that gathers entrepreneurs every single day for the betterment of entrepreneurship, okay? Every single day, Monday through Friday, we gather, we're growing, we're learning. We got a book club. Have you ever seen hundreds of entrepreneurs reading the same book every single chapter, every single day? We're growing together, okay? You need the environment to grow in. Themorningmeetup.com, $1. I'm going to give you all this for $1. If you want to stay, great. It's $79 a month after that. If not, no obligation. You can leave whenever you want. All right? TheMorningMeetup.com. I'll see you in the morning.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.